nature's law?
Yes, how the nature is working.
It's working maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sachara charan.
Yes.
Acting under Krishna's
plan. Under Krishna's plan. Therefore, you cannot violate nature's law. As soon as you violate nature's law, then you will be punished.
Bhagavad Gita, that prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani.
Yes. And the prakriti is working under the direction of Krishna. That means nature's law means Krishna's law, or Krishna's plan. So what is the Krishna's plan? What Krishna wants?
Krishna wants every living entity to come back to home, back to Godhead.
Thank you. This is the plan. If this plan is not executed, then there is suffering. So, this human life is given to the living entity for understanding this plan and do the needful. If they do not understand, then they are punished.
Hey, is that because the people have never been given any information what the Krishna's plan is?
Yeah.
Either they're too old or too they're not attached. They can't understand anything. That's the majority of the people. Once they get past 30 years old, it's very difficult for them to accept
that
something.
Is not 30, 40, 50 or 1 year. That doesn't matter. One can understand if he wants to understand. Ahitukiya pratihata. It is not limited by any age. Otherwise, how Prahlad Maharaj was great devotee. Dhruva Maharaj was great devotee.
I think he just wants to mention that it is more difficult for people who are elderly to understand, those who are more set up in their ways.
Yes. That is the difference. They are trained up in such a way it's very difficult to forget what they have learned. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumaro acharit pragya, from the very beginning of life. One should learn this art of understanding Krishna and Krishna's plan.
So usually on Sankirtan, I avoid old people because they just don't understand this very difficult to approach.
Yeah. Old people should be instructed to forget what they have learned. He sadhava sakalam eva vihaya dura chaitanya chanda charane kurita anuragam. This is the formula of preaching. Prabhupada Saraswati, he is begging to the people dante nidhayati nakam padayo nipatya kakusatam kritva chahang brabhimi. Taking a straw in my mouth with folded hands and flattering you 100 times, I am submitting one request. What is that? This is a process of approaching these rascals, old fools, who have learned something and does not like to forget. He says, "Hey Sadhava, you are such a nice, learned scholar, devotee. My request is that whatever you have learned, please forget." Sakalamiva vihaya durat. Kick them out. Then, what shall I do? Chaitanya Chanda Charani Kurutanula. Please turn your attention to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He is Hadava Sakalameva Bihar. You are a very great personality. So my request to you, you forget or kick out whatever you learned. That is the first reason.
It is a very humble approach.
Yeah. Humble approach for giving a slap. You forget everything what you have learned. First of all, this is the first condition. He is Sadhava. Sakalameva vihaya durat. Chaitanya Chanda Charani Kritana. This is our business. We know they are all rascals, but they are thinking that we know so many things. We are learned scholars. So humbly approach them and flattering that you are so nice man, such a learned scholar. Just like a child is flattered. "My dear boy, you are such a nice boy." You take these lozenges and return me the $100 note. Don't spoil it. You are such a good boy. Yes. This is all. Therefore, to approach these rascals, we have to learn tinadupi suni chena tarurupi chena. That is the preaching method. Everyone is puffed up. Even most insignificant man, he is also puffed. "Oh, I am so rich man, I know everything. I have got so much bank balance. These poor fellows, they cannot earn livelihood, therefore they have become Vaishnav." This is it. He immediately print 100,000 that scientific basis.
Immediately reprint?
Yeah.
I'm planning to do that as soon as I go back to Los Angeles. And Jaya Tirtha said you want us to send copies to the professors.
Yeah.
Complimentary copies for them to study, that another scientist has accepted your teachings.
He has very nicely slapped Darwin.
Yes.
He's a mental speculator. How is that the scientist accept a mental speculator's theory? Gandhar Vapur.
Gandhar Vapur.
Sometimes, this is false thing, it appears as a big city. Similarly, this is also, this material world is like that. It is a false cloud only. But we have taken it as fact. You see, it appears just like big New York City. Go to the forest, you'll find some illusion. Just after that tree, there is a big house.
Yeah.
Have you experienced that?
Yeah.
That is called Gandhar Vapur. So, if anyone wants to enter that big city, then what is his position? The same thing, the conditioned soul enters the big city of material world and is troubled.
There is a philosophy here among some of the devotees that if you chant Hare Krishna, you can go back to the spiritual world even if you do not give up your independence.
Many
devotees who have moved outside of the temple are feeling that if they just continue to chant Hare Krishna, they can go back to the spiritual world, but they are not giving up their independence.
So, what is your pleasure?
Well, it seems somewhat hypocritical, because chanting Hare Krishna means you're praying to Krishna to please be engaged eternally in His service and to become completely dependent on Him. So we try to explain like that.
And to follow the spiritual master's instructions.
And to follow all the teachings and instructions, attending Mangalarti and morning and evening class.
Is that doing that or not?
No.
They're not even following regulated principles.
They think just by chanting they will go back to the spiritual world. That is enough.
Then, what is the meaning of the 10 kinds of offenses? If he's chanting without offense, then it is all right. But if he's committing offenses, it will not be effective. There are 10 kinds of offenses. By that, strictly, offense less, then it is all right. If he is offender, then it will not be fruitful. It will be fruitful, it will take long time. Because, first of all, you have to become offense less, then he will be admitted. Don't complain. Yes. So, they're committing offenses, Huh? How they can become perfect? He's committing, not following the rules and regulations. That means he is thinking that whatever I do, it will be adjusted by chanting. Is it not?
Yeah, that's one of the...
That is their philosophy.
That is the greatest offense. Namnat bolat jasahi papa buddhi. I can go on committing sinful activity, but by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, it will adjust it. That is the greatest offense.
Yes.
So explain to them.
So they say, then my chanting is useless, so I should stop?
Huh? No, not useless. But just like if you kindle fire and at the same time pour water, it will take long time. To kindle fire, make it dry, keep it dry, then it will be very quickly successful. So you are committing offenses at the same time chanting. So by chanting effect, you'll come to that stage, but it will take time. If you want to be transferred to the spiritual world quickly, just like if you want to ignite the fire very quickly, you must keep it dry. If you simply put on the wet wood, then the fire will not be very powerful. It will take time. The fire will be blazing fire, then it will dry, it will take time. So better put dry wood to make it successful. This is the process. The effect of chanting Hare Krishna will not go in vain, but it will take time. Namnat balat jasahi papa buddhi. Because he's thinking, by the strength of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, I can do anything, all sinful activities, and it will be adjusted. That is the greatest offense. Not only offense, the greatest offense. Namnat balat jasahi papa buddhi.
It's very difficult to put everyone who's living outside of the temple in one category. Many people that I know living outside are following strictly the regulated principles, and they are strictly following regulated principles and chanting around and having a morning artig in their homes and evening also they're chanting. So instead of fighting, I think we should only try to encourage everybody to chant and follow the regulations.
No, that is, whether you live in temple or outside temple, the rules and regulations and the process must be followed. Then you are successful. It doesn't matter that you have to live in the temple. Griheva bonete thako hagauranga bole. Not that everyone has to live in the temple. If he does not agree with other God brothers, friends, he can live separately. But he must follow the rules and regulations. That is wanted. But if you live with devotees, it will be automatically done.
Easy.
Therefore it is recommended that you live with devotees. But if you cannot agree with the devotees, you have got your own opinion, then you cannot make a new opinion so far the process is concerned.
Yeah.
That must be followed. This is not a good idea, that whatever I do, it is my independence, and I will chant. So that is good in sense that someday he'll come to senses. Otherwise, for the time being, the chant is not very powerful. The fire in wet wood, not far, it will create some smoke, although the fire is there. But if you put dry wood, immediately it will be blazing and your business will be quickly done. This is intelligence. There are many examples. A patient suffering from disease, a doctor said, you should do, you should not do. So you, if he follow, you should not do, then he becomes quickly recovered. But if he becomes under the treatment of the doctor, at the same time he does all nonsense, then how it can be successful? It will take time. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Tabe jani aparadh achaya prachur. Tabe jani aparadh achaya. Offenseless chanting is the ultimate goal. In the beginning, we are not offenseless, but by chanting, chanting, by practice, we gradually become offenseless. But this is, necessary, that we should be offenseless.
It's very difficult to control my mind when I chant. It wonders.
What is the controlling of mind? You have to chant and hear, that's all. You have to chant with your tongue and the sound you hear, that's all. What is the question of mind?
But it seems unfortunate that if the devotees cannot live in the temples, then they have to work for some karmi just to support themselves. And then they do not have time to go on the Sankirtan party. So it is such mercy to be on the Sankirtan party. So it seems very unfortunate that they do not have the time.
No, then they should live in the temple if they want to give service in the Sankirtan party.
We always try to encourage them to come back to the temple.
Yes. If he does not join the Sankirtan party, that does not mean his spiritual life is hampered. He has to follow the rules and regulations. He may not be able to join the Sankirtan party, but he must follow the process, rules and regulations. That is one thing. And because he is living outside the temple, therefore he'll forget all rules and regulations and do whatever he likes. Then it will ruin the whole thing.
Srila Prabhupada, is it faster if one lives in the temple and goes on the Sankirtan party? Is it faster?
That depends on him. Even in the temple, if his mind is in a different subject matter, and how it will help him.
The temple authorities like to preach that anyone who's living outside the temple is going to hell.
Generally.
Yes, but even devotees who are following.
No.
That is, they like to preach.
That is not. Just like even in ordinary business, if you transact business in the stock association, you get good business. And outside the stock association, you don't get. Because the association is there, there are many purchasers and many sellers. So if you have to sell, you get immediate purchaser. And if you have to purchase, there is immediate seller. That is, therefore, the stock exchange is there. That is the way. That if we live together in the stock exchange of devotional service, then you can help me, I can help you. Our business will go nicely. And outside the market, you can live 300 miles away from the stock exchange. You will not get so much business. Like that.
You missed the opportunity.
Yes. That's what it is. If you want to do business, you must take the first opportunity, the greatest opportunity to do your business. That is intelligence. And if he thinks, all right, I shall do slowly, in 700 lives, I shall become perfect. That is another thing.
It's riskier.
Huh?
It's riskier
to
stay outside.
Very riskier. Otherwise, why you are opening so many centers and making arrangements that we shall provide you with shelter, with food? These are the facilities. You live here. Do whatever is your capacity. Don't sleep, but work. This is our teaching. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Satanta Sangha, this is also. And Rupa Goswami says, Sato Vritte Sadhu Sanghe. Sarabhi Bhakti Prasiddhati. If you live with the association of sadhu, devotee, then it will be quickly fruitful. And if you live with this ordinary man, then whatever you have got will be finished very soon. There is another part. It is said that it is preferred to live within the cage surrounded by fire than to live with the non-devotee. It is preferred.
Or with those who are too much attached to women.
Yes, non-devotee means too much attached to women. That is the plain fact.
Also, one time in Bombay, you told this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha.
Sarva Shastrika. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhya. For me personally, I had the opportunity to talk with my spiritual master not more than 10 times in my whole life. Not more, it may be less than that. But I tried to follow his instructions, that's all. Although I was a grihastha.
You're a much better student than us.
Right. This is the process. That is the, you sing every day. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakka
Chitta
Koriya Vaikya. That is the process. Wherever you live, if you follow strictly the instruction of Guru, then you remain perfect. But if we create concoct ideas against the instruction of Guru, then we are going. Hell. Jasya prasadat, bhagavat prasadat, jasya aprasadat, nagati kuto. There is no more shelter. Finished. Jasya aprasadat. If Guru thinks that this person, I wanted to take him back to home, back to Godhead, now he is going against me, he is not following. Aprasadat. Is displeased. Then everything is finished.
Where does someone derive his
authority? The Guru is authority.
No, I know, but as far as his actions, other than just following the four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds, he does so many other things during the day. Where does he derive his authority if he's not, let's say, living in the temple?
I do not follow. The authority is Guru. You have accepted.
Everything. Say I have some outside job. I'm living outside. But I'm not giving 50% of my income. So then that work that I'm doing, is it actually...
Then you're not following the instruction of Guru. That is plain path.
So that means that whole activity during the day working, that means I'm not following the instruction of the Guru. It's unauthorized.
Yeah, if you don't follow the instruction of Guru, then you are fallen down. Immediately. That is the way. Otherwise, why you sing? Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasadam. It is my duty to satisfy Guru. Otherwise, I am nowhere. So if you prefer to be nowhere, then you disobey as you like. But if you want to be steady in your position, then you have to follow strictly the instruction of Guru.
I understand all of your instructions simply by reading your books.
Yes. Anyway, follow the instruction. That is required. Follow the instruction, wherever you remain, it doesn't matter. You are secure. Follow the instruction, then you are secure. Anywhere, it doesn't matter. That's why I told you that I saw my Guru Maharaj not more than 10 days in my life. But I followed his instruction. I was a grihastha. I never lived with the mot in the temple. It was practical. So many god brothers recommended that he should be in charge in this Bombay temple, this, that, that. And the Guru Maharaj said, yes, better he lives outside, that is good. And he'll do what is needed in due course of time.
Nice.
He said like that. I could not understand at that time what does he expect. Of course, I knew that he wanted me to preach.
I think you have done this in grand style.
Yes, I've done grand style because I strictly follow the instruction of Guru Maharaj. That's all. Otherwise, I have no strength. I have not played any magic, did I?
No.
Any gold manufacturing? Still, I have got better disciples than the gold manufacturing guru.
Before you came, many gurus came, but they did not make any pure devotee of Krishna.
How they can? He is not a pure devotee of Krishna. How he can do? Krishna, Krishna's shakti vinana he nama praja. Without being empowered by Krishna, nobody can turn a person to become devotee of Krishna.
How does one?
It is not artificially. You cannot make. You may make so of gold manufacturing, but you cannot make the devotee of Krishna. That is not possible.
So the purpose of having in the society is to show the devotees how they can always be in 24 hours engaged according to your.
Yes, that is helping one another. If I am deficient, by seeing your example, I shall correct myself. This is the idea. Not that a fool's paradise. All fools join together. Not like that. There should be ideal life, at least the leaders, the president, the GVC, they will show the example and they will follow. Then it is beneficial. And all of them are fools, then it is fool's paradise. At least in the blind association, at least if one man has got eyes, then he can lead all the blind men. But if all of them are blind, then it is fool's paradise. Fool's paradise. So somehow or other, we have got now a position people like, sir. So we should not spoil by personal sense gratification. That is my request. If we can maintain this institution rigidly according to the order, then many people will be benefited by seeing our behavior, by character, then we can. Apani achari prabhu jivarishi. The leader should be ideal.
To preaching. We should dedicate our lives to preaching this message of Lord Chaitanya.
Yeah. Preaching, preaching, you'll become perfect preacher. Preach only what you have heard from Krishna and Guru, that's all. Don't add and subtract. Then you are secure. And if you add some concoction, just like somebody says that I may do whatever I like independently. If I chant, then everything is all right. This is nonsense addition. It's not fair. That is the danger. Some inexperienced man, he introduces a concoction. And sometimes they say, Prabhupada said it.
Yes.
More misleading.
That's so, become so common. Yeah.